You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I got a bit of a serve yesterday on the text messengers for being so politically biased and you know, going on about it all the time. But I mean, have you been alive for the last 9 years? Exactly.
The Wire.
Recently, a homeless count was undertaken with the idea of providing a snapshot of the minimum number of people experiencing unsheltered and temporary homelessness at one point in time. It was called Iramata Iratangata, Auckland's homeless count. The name recognises that each person embodies those who have come before them and those in the future. It reflects that a person is not defined by their homelessness and that people who are homeless are valued. They, quote, count. Essentially. Funded by Auckland Council and implemented by the Housing First Auckland Collective, it was the first time a street count has happened in New Zealand. Today is World Homeless Day and the findings of the count have been announced, which I'm going to go through now. Firstly, homelessness is defined as living situations where people with no other options to acquire safe and secure housing are without shelter and temporary accommodation, sharing accommodation with the household, or living in uninhabitable housing. Now, this point in time method has been well established and is used internationally to measure unsheltered homelessness and people in temporary accommodation. But it is important to be aware that one of the known limitations of point in time street counts is that they can underrepresent the number of people in unsheltered homelessness. A number of reasons for this includes not being able to cover all areas and also those being, quote, counted, not wanting to be counted, which is one of the criticisms of the whole process. When the count happened, the volunteers, of which there were 577 on the night, as well as 80 coordinators, those volunteers doing the count were advised that this must be considered as you are going up to someone in their bedroom and they should be aware of the implications of privacy in that. This means the findings get put into context, which I will explain. So the findings stand as: on the 17th of September, 336 people were counted experiencing unsheltered homelessness across Auckland. These people were all adults, 179 were sleeping rough, and 157 were sleeping in cars. The validation exercise, so that's putting it in context, found that this number represents 40% of the people who were in unsheltered homelessness on the night. Based on the street count, it is estimated there were approximately 800 people in unsheltered homelessness across Auckland on 17th of September. There were 1,027 people in the Ministry of Social Development or Ministry of Housing and Urban Development funded emergency housing, and 553 of these people were children. There were 1,847 people in transitional housing and other temporary housing services. 746 of those people were children.
The Wire. 95BFM podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.